What's hot in the strip clubs? Your hosts, the 2016 and 2017 recipients of the Exotic Dancer Publications DJ of the Year Award, Danny Myers and Alon Fong.
That's right, Danny Myers, Alon Fong with you. We are doing the Bubbling Under part of the What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on Pantheon Podcast Network. So say I'm Danny Myers, across from me, Alon Fong. He is our chart professor. He is the professor of pandanometry. He's the guy that puts all of the Panda Top 20 charts together. We've already done that show for March, but now we're going to bring you the Bubbling Under, those songs that just barely missed making the top 20. So we're ready to bring those to you. Alon, you ready?
So consider the top 20 your syllabus, and this is sort of a study sheet for an upcoming quiz, because this is the Bubbling Under, baby.
Gotcha.
We're going to start with the first one for our Bubbling Under. It's by Don Toliver. It's called Bend It.
She gon' make it bad.
And by the way, that version I just played is a remix that I did. I just felt it needed to be longer. It was really short, so I grabbed stems and made it a little bit longer. So that's my remix. But in case you're listening to it and going, it's not the version I have. Now you know.
Yeah. All right, next up, this song originally broke big in the clubs in 2001. So when I say clubs, I mean dance clubs, nightclubs. Talking about Sophie Ellis Bextor's Murder on the Dance Floor. I think it got big on TikTok, or it's been in a movie or something. Is that right?
I'm not sure.
And it got remixed. PNAU did the remix. I know it's been getting hot in the clubs again and on club charts. I don't know. Maybe it's not a TikTok song, or maybe it's not from a movie or something. I thought maybe that's what got the kids into it. Anyway, it's been remixed and it's super hot in the nightclubs and dance clubs. Murder on the Dance Floor. Sophie Ellis Bextor, the Panal remix.
If you think you're getting away, I will prove you wrong. I'll take you all the way, boy, just come along. Hear me when I say, hey. It's murder on the dance floor, but you better not kill the groom.
Okay, hear the strings in the background?
Hey, it's murder on the dance floor.
You know what that's from?
The original track?
No, those strings, well, it's not a direct sample, but listen to this.
Is the time, is the place, is the motion. Greece is the way we are feeling.
Frankie Valli and Greece. I thought of Frankie Valli with Greece right when I heard this. Are you sure that the remixer is pronounced Panal?
It's PNAU. I don't know how else you would say it.
Oh, I would say now.
I guess the P could be silent.
Yeah, it'd be like pneumonia. You know, we don't say pneumonia.
Yeah, that's true. But I kind of said it that way mainly so people could find it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, sure. Yeah, makes good sense. All right, Danny, tell you what, man, I'm going to let you handle the next one, even though she is my favorite pop artist and my future wife.
Yeah, well, I wanted to handle this one because I screwed up on the most recent off the charts. This is Dua Lipa training season, and I think I said training session on off the charts, if I'm not mistaken. So that's why I wanted to come in here and correct that. It is training season. Dua, my apologies if I can take you out to dinner or something to make up for that.
Hey. No, you're not taking, no. You can apologize to my wife. You cannot take her out to dinner. Training season is what the name of the not training session, but if she wants to train me, I'm okay with it. I'm a modern man. I'm fine with being equal. And if she needs to train me on what she needs to be happy, I'm fine with that.
Maybe it's called Danny season. I like Danny season best.
Aight.
Yep. Where are we at next, Alon?
All right, Bay is back. Jay-Z's Bay. You know what I'm talking about. Beyonce. Not the track you're thinking of. That's coming up later. This is another new track from Beyonce. This is My House.
Cash out this pain. Call the range. Then take me to Tiffany. I want 44 carats on my things. I want pink diamonds on my belly chain and my nipple rings. I'm grabbing brains, sipping sideways on this candy feet. Gun saving in money. Tonight we gon' ball out. You can catch me high side and drinking brown liquor till I fall out. Play a hoop, let these goons out the house.
Okay, well, I don't really like that. I think she's trying to sound like Cardi B. I mean, not using the same language, but she's trying that hard rap, that hard tone. And I just don't think she's got that. So I'm not a favorite of mine. I think she's trying to get, I mean, I'm glad she's trying to get out of her comfort zone, but I just don't like how she did it on that song.
I like it. I love the beat, love the music production on it, love the song itself, the music. And I don't know if she sings more in other parts of the song. I don't know the song well enough yet. So, but I dig it. I thought it was cool.
Okay. So, cool. Next one.
All right. Let's go with Flodan and Lil Baby and Skrillex. It's Pepper.
Take a walk with the full moon. Roll button and zipped up. It's all kicking off soon. Better stay well equipped, bruv. I don't know about your goons. Round here, everything lift up. Whether it's draw, win, or lose, none of my friend them give up.
Let's do it. Ain't come here to talk it out, let's get into it. Froze up now, he froze to death, he should've blew it. Told you you can't f*** with us, he should've knew it. Yeah, we gon' do the most, yeah. Foot all on they throat, yes. Oh, you wanna go to
bed. Okay, well, I guess I'm gonna get grumpy again. I don't care for that one either. Oh, well, that's my opinion.
Yeah, opinions are like assholes. Everyone's got one.
Yeah.
Especially online, especially in social media.
So you like it?
Pepper?
Yeah.
I think it's solid. I don't think it's the best Skrillex. I mean, it's more Flodan, Lil Baby. It's not the best. I like Skrillex's more dubstep and EDM stuff than his hip-hop stuff. But I thought the beat was cool.
Okay. Hey,
I'd have to hear it more.
You are listening to the Panda Top 20's Bubbling Under for March 2024. We are five in. We have seven to go, and they are coming up next.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Kurt Dimer, and I'd like to give a shout-out to all the Panda DJs and entertainers. I really appreciate it. Thanks so much, and I hope to see you all in the clubs sooner than later. Peace and love.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus Meal Plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/Pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
What's hot in the strip clubs? Your hosts, Danny Myers and Alon Fong.
Welcome back to Bubbling Under, a What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on Pantheon Podcast Network. Danny Myers, Alon Fong. We have seven more songs to go in the Bubbling Under. If you have comments about anything about our show, maybe you like that Beyonce song that I didn't. Maybe Pepper's your favorite song. Maybe you agree with us. Just let us know. Best place to leave us comments is in our Facebook group. It's a Facebook group called What's Hot in the Strip Clubs. Very simple. Alon, back to your countdown.
Well, first, something really important, Danny. It's March, and that means it's my birthday month. My birthday's March 13th. So, you know, feel free to send gifts, cash, whatever. I like comic books, I like music. Yeah, like hot girls, you know, all that stuff.
My wedding day with Dua Lipa's coming up soon.
I hate you. You can't, man, that's just mean. I claimed her first, and now you're just trying to hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next song.
We're not friends anymore, Danny. We are now just business associates.
There, next song. Next song.
It's a classic from the 2000 hip hop eras. Sha Millionaire. Remember him?
Yeah.
Sha Millionaire. He had a song called Riding Dirty. Remember that song?
Sure.
Well, guess what? Some boys known as Own Boss. Remember Own Boss had a couple of big hits about a year ago. And Ninjas, spelled all caps, NXNJAS, have combined to remix Riding Dirty. Sha Millionaire.
Patrolling and trying to catch me riding dirty. They see me rolling, they hating. Patrolling and trying to catch me riding dirty.
Okay, Alon, thank you for that. You just got me out of my grumpy stage of not liking the songs, because that one's badass, man. Riding Dirty, Own Boss, Ninjas, and you say it's pronounced Chamillionaire?
Chamillionaire.
I always called him Chamillionaire. I don't know. But
Chamillionaire, like Cha-Cha
Slide? Yeah, it's a CH.
And I believe Matt Stevens was one of the pandas who submitted that one, so got to give him a shout out. I did as well. Great track. And a couple other people did too. But anyways, all right. The next track is Kenya Grace. She's been a hot artist lately. This is Strangers.
Well, they sound the same. It's like they're on my skin. Every word they say sounds just like him. And it goes like this. We'll get in your car and you'll need to kiss me. We'll talk for hours and light on the bed.
Now, that's an interesting song for me, because, you know, I don't really care for drum and bass that much. But the cool thing about this song, this version is 170 beats per minute. There is also a halftime remix, which is kind of a down-tempo thing, at 86. And there's also one at 128, 138, and 142. So although I don't really care for the original as much, there are some mixes out there that I love. So check them all out.
She's, in general, her tracks are great for remixing. Her vocals translate well to the EDM scene. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. All right, Danny, it's controversy time. You ready for some controversy?
Yeah, let's get some controversy. All
right. So Beyonce's second track here in the Bubbling Under for March of 2024, my birthday month. The track is the one everyone knows and everyone's been talking about, Texas Hold'em. And we're going to get to the track in a second. I just found it humorous. The controversy is that Beyonce applied to be a part of the Grand Ole Opry. And of course, they said, no, you're not a country artist, which to me was hypocritical just because, well, let's be honest, a lot of the so-called country hits of the last 10 years are really pop songs, hip hop songs disguised as country. They put a little twang in it, a little guitar maybe, and they call it country, right?
Mm-hmm.
On top of that, I find it humorous because, you know, black music in general has been gatekept in many other genres as well, and I thought it was kind of cool and smart for Beyonce to try and get in there. And yeah, I just thought it was fine. I think it's a great song. It's really solid. I can't complain. I'm not a country aficionado. I'm not an expert on country, so you know, more rock would be my thing. But if she did a rock song, I would have no problem with it. I had no problem when Janet Jackson came out with Black Cat.
Yep.
When Prince did Let's Go Crazy, or any of the many rock songs Prince has done in his career. Michael Jackson has done rock songs, Dirty Diana, you know, and so on and so forth. Beat It with Eddie Van Halen. So that's my take on that. In any case, here's the controversial track. This is Beyonce's country song, Texas Hold'em.
And I'll have my opinion, which is a little different from yours, at the end of the song.
This ain't Texas. Ooh. Ain't no hold'em. Hey. So lay your cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus. Ooh. And throw your keys up. Hey. Stick around, round, round. can't slow dance with you. Come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down.
Okay, first of all, I don't have a problem with her doing country. A lot of pop artists do it. Pink does it once in a while. You know, Miley Cyrus does the crisscross thing. Taylor Swift started with country and went to pop. I'm not a big fan of her voice singing with a country accent. It might grow on me. Maybe it's because I'm not used to it. My problem with that song is the music itself. Do you know where that music came from, Alon?
Uh-oh. I'm going to guess you have figured out a sample that is close to it, if not the outright sample. I didn't know that they had sampled on that song. So go ahead.
This is a direct ripoff of a children's show.
Hey, it's Franklin, coming over to play. Growing a little.
You could do a mashup of those two.
Interesting. Well, then I think that's a really creative use of a sample. I thought they did a great job with it then. And as far as her voice, she is from Houston, Texas. So she actually has a Southern drawl.
Yeah, but Okay, you guys let us know what you think in that Facebook group, What's Hot in the Strip Clubs. We'll stop debating it. You guys tell us, and let's get to the next song.
All right, this is one of my favorite tracks. I actually meant to use this on Panda Off the Charts, and I forgot. When I was picking my songs, I forgot. I heard it about a month ago, and I kind of made a mental note, and of course, my brain is a mess. My heart and brain are a mess right now, so I forgot all about it, but this is dope. This is Michael Bublé. What? Yes, the jazz guy? Yeah, jazz pop standard guy with Jason Derulo. Now, Michael Bublé does a phenomenal version of the classic song Swing, the big band song, right? And this is sort of a mashup of that with the new track. So it's Jason Derulo, Michael Bublé. It's called Spicy Margarita.
Girl, you crazy. Couldn't even wait for the room. Shaking, shaking, trying to keep up with you. Hey, you're my spicy margarita, baby. Burn my tongue, make me shake. Mix it up or give it to me straight. Turn me on, make me say. Sha, 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 sha. I ain't just case.
Yeah, that was a good choice. I'm going to agree with you on that one, Alon. You know, I do a lot of medleys for the feature performers. That's one of my side jobs that I do. And there's a lot of the performers that look for that old school sound, you know, that have kind of a little bit of a burlesque feel or 40s, 50s feel to their show. And I got a feeling if I recommend that to a couple of these girls, they're going to add that to their sets. So that'll be fun.
Yeah, that's a great track. I dig it for sure. All right. Danny, was this one of your picks for Off the Chart? Yes, it was. Okay, so I thought. So it made the Bubbling Under, which is very cool. This is the Liza Mays, What I Want.
One will also make it onto one of my feature performers' music sets. I haven't sent that out to him yet, but I will.
Alrighty then. You do that, Danny Myers. Hey, guess what? Our next track is Greedy, kind of like you are with Dua Lipa. Tate McRae, Greedy.
I said, are you serious? I try, but I can't figure out. I've been next to you all night. I still don't know what you're about. You keep talking, but not much coming out your mouth. Can't you tell that I want you? I say,
so, Alon, how do you spell McRae?
M-C-R-A-E.
So then wouldn't that be pronounced McRae, not McRae? No. I believe it is McRae.
I believe it's McRae.
Okay. I'll ask her next time I talk to her. Hey, Tate.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah. Give us some clarification. We have one song to go on our Bubbling Under for March, and it's not a Tate McRae song. Who is it, Alon?
It's Fendi the Rapper. I said that good, didn't I?
Yes.
And Glorilla. And this is the Danny Myers Strip Club mix of in the trunk.
Yeah, I liked what I did with this. Listen to it.
Hey, let me go up. This bitch told her. I'm trying to fold her. Hey, what you know her? I don't care. She gon' fuck just cause she know us. In the front, fucking good. Fuck a chauffeur. Buck, tough love. Niggas weak as fuck. She got a butt, big as fuck. It look cheap as fuck. I got a bitch, yeah, we in it and we deep as fuck. I'm in the billy, acting silly. She try eat me up. Hey, yeah, it's dead. Throw it back. Bitch, I got a sack. I'm in a trap with the gat. Trying to get it back. That pussy fat and it's wet. Let me add tax. I eat it off the bone if it's real wax.
I'd eat it so off the bone.
Do you think she lets it air out first before she eats it off the bone?
Yeah, I good question. But I do like that remix I did. So if you guys want that, email me or message me on in that Facebook group, and I'll get it out to you. What it was is it was originally a very short song, so I made it longer. And in making it longer, I gave it a different drum beat. So, or maybe I should say I gave it a drum beat.
There you go. Yeah, I like that drum beat a lot, Dan. You can send me that one. I'll take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Any final thoughts, Alan Fong?
Happy birthday to me again. Send cash, Venmo, PayPal, whatever, you know.
Okay. And all of the What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcasts, including the Panda Top 20, Bubbling Under, Off the Charts, Classic Remixes, Flashback Friday, Strip Club Music Hall of Fame, and Behind the Curtain, can found at whatshotitsc.com.
Thanks for listening to What's Hot in the Strip Clubs with Danny Myers and Alan Fong, presented by Panda and Strip Joints Music. You can find us on all major podcast platforms. Thanks for listening.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.